Parak Yotes. Parak Yotes, Pasuk, Kaptes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu through Yeshayahu HaNavi sent a message to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. First giving Musar to Amcheirev and telling him at the end that since you made me angry, I'm going to lead you back Baderach Asher Basa Ba, the way that you came. Pasuk Chavtes, and he continues the end of the Nebuah, B'zelecha Ha'ayit. He tells Chizkiyahu now that this Yeshua that you're going to have from Sancheirev will be an ice for another thing that's going to happen. Rashi says, "V'zelcha ice l'chizkiyahu amar navi, v'zeh amarti l'cha Sancheirev yipol kan. This that I told you, Sancheirev will fall. Yehi l'cha ice l'ice. It'll be as a sign afliyamim abayim for something else that's going to happen in the future. Why?" That you're afraid, Lamas Bara, there was a siege going on, there was no food. You're afraid of dying. Lefisham Sancheir Hekrev Esaretz, he destroyed the land. Begida Zilanis, and you chop down the trees. So this Yeshua will be an ice for another Yeshua. Ochel Hashana Safiach, this year you'll be able to eat the Safiach. Safiach are things that sprout out of the ground on their own, they're called Svichim. It's brought on the ground, out of the ground on their own. So this year you'll have that food to eat. Uvashana Hashenis, and in the second year, Sochish.
The first year
is Sophia, or this year, after he leaves, it'll be this year. And next year, in the second year, you'll eat Sochish, which Rashi says, Gidue Ilana Sheitzmachu. The chopped down trees will start sprouting forth. Uvashana Shlishis, and in the third year, Ziru, you'll be able to plant, Vikitsu and harvest, Vinitu Kramim, Vichlu Piriam. So you'll have food, and not only that, in a very short amount of time, after such destruction, things don't start growing so quickly, and the land doesn't become growable, so to speak, so quickly. But this is the sign that the Yeshua is going to bring these things also.
So they figure they're going to have normal produce?
They're going to plant and have normal produce, yeah. The Yosfa Platas Beis Yehuda and Nishara Shairish Lamata, and the leftovers of Beis Yehuda, the survivors, will—it's a mashal. They'll take root. Shairish Lamata is as if when something is when you have a tree that's planted in a fertile place, so it takes root Lamata under the earth, and it gives forth a lot of fruit. So now Platus Beis Yehuda, which looks pretty sick, so to speak, is going to now take root. L'mata v'asa pri l'malo, ki mishalayim teitze she'eris u'pleita me'artziyayin, kines Hashem, tzvokais tasezois. Yishalayim is going to be the she'eris, the leftovers from Sancheirev, they're going to be saved from Sancheirev. And the plate of the survivors are going to be from Harziyim. It's just double saying the same thing. The Yishalayim is going to survive. Kinas Hashem Tzvokais, Tasezois. Not because you have so many Tzchosim, but rather because it's the Kina of Hashem. Hashem is being Mekana, taking Nekama for the terrible Chiruk Vigizot that Sancheirev did. So it's Kinas Hashem for his own cover. Yeah?
Why is
Tzvokos
created?
I don't know. L'chein k'yamar Hashem HaMelech Asher. Now Hashem says again to Melech Asher, Lo yovei elir azayt, you're not going to come to the city, below Yisham Chetz, you're not going to shoot an arrow. L'ikad menem again, and be front of every troops, the people who hold the shields, they go first. So l'ikad menem magen, the magen people won't go ahead of you. But l'ishpach alav seila, when you want to get over a wall, so you build like a I don't know what they're called. you start piling up dirt so you can slowly, there's got to be some fancy name for it. You know what I'm talking about? No?
A ramp.
Well, I guess it's a ramp, but there must be some name when you build it to overcome a walled city. I think there's a name for it.
Oh.
You don't have English here? What does it say in the English? What? What does it say? Doesn't it?
It's a cellulite.
Okay, whatever it's called. So it's not going to happen. But derech hashayavi v'yasher, the way that you went, you can return. V'leir azayis layavi nu masha. V'ganayis leir azayis layshiyam, I'm going to protect the city. L'mani l'man David abdi. Okay, that's the end of the nevuah.
This is
Hashem speaking to Chizkiyahu through Yeshayah to Malach Asher. He doesn't really speak to Malach Asher, but that's, those are the nevuahs. So what happens here? So Melech Asher now, after he went and he fought before against Kush and Mitzrayim, he came back with this, with all their soldiers to now attack Yerushalayim. Vayiba Lailahu. Now he was going full force ahead to Yerushalayim, and it was coming to be the 14th of Nisan, Chazal tell us. And the 14th of Nisan, his stargazer told him, if you attack today, you will win. He got there on the 14th of Nisan. It was a little bit of Kritis HaDerech. He got there very quickly. And he saw, he looked at the city, and he said, this is the city everybody's talking about? It looks so small to him. I have this big army, famous story. So he says, forget it, we'll just do it tomorrow. So stargazer told him, not a good idea. So he said, come on, we'll do it tomorrow. Chazal tell us, there was a big Midas HaDin on Klai Yisrael that day, because of the Chet of Noiv Ira Kehanim. Way back. Sholem Elech killed out Noiv Ira Kehanim. Klai Yisrael, if they would have fought that day, Midas HaDin would have been Mekatreg, and they would have lost.
Why on that day?
Why on that day? So, some Mefarshim say, because on the day of, the day you need the most Kehanim in the Beit HaMikdash is Yud Dal Nisan, when you bring the Karban Pesach. And when you see a shortage of Kehanim, in fact it's interesting, I think Rosham Zalman Arbach, somebody, I think it was him, he says the minig that, you know, we have a minig, Tainis Bechayrim, on Erev Pesach. The Bechayrim fast Erev Pesach, or the Hirasiyim, whatever it is. So they're given different reasons why, given for, why are they fasting. So it's also one of the Mefarshim say that since the Bechayrim lost the Kahuna, and on that day of Yud Dal Nisan was the day of greatest tsar for the Bechayrim, because when they looked in the Beit HaMikdash, they saw all these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Kehanim doing the Avodah, so it was ma'ir than what they lost because of their Averis, so they fasted as like a tshuva. So it's a similar type of thing, and Yud Dal Nisan in the Beit HaMikdash, when there's a lack of Kehanim, so it's nisairer that any chet that the Klai Yisrael did in regards to the Kehanim, and one of them here was killing out Naivira Kehanim. But obviously, since Hashem didn't want him to attack Yerushalayim, so he gave him this idea that he doesn't need to do it today. Everyone's tired, we'll do it tomorrow. As we said a different time, Klai Yisrael then went and brought the Karban Pesach. We said last time that Rav Shokei, who was the Yisrael Mummer, heard the hollow coming out of Yerushalayim that night, and he got all nervous, and he ran to Sancheirev and told him, let's turn around and go home. And Sancheirev said, no, we're staying here. Vayihi balayla, who it was on that night, says the Pasuk. This is the night of Tezvav Nisan, as Klai Yisrael was sitting and eating the Karban Pesach and saying Hallel. Vayetze Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem went out. Vayach b'machana Asher me'u shmoinim v'chamisha olav. And it hit in the Machna Asher 185,000. They got up in the morning, Sancheirev and the couple people that were left. Everybody's dead. So Hashem sent the Malach. Which Malach was it? Was it Malach Gabriel? I don't remember. The Gemara says here. Yeah, it was Gabriel. Gabriel, the Malach, was in charge of Bishul HaPeres, in helping the fruits ripen. So he told him, on your way out, so how does he do it? Because he sends some warm air. Don't ask me what this means. He sends some warm air, the Malach, and it helps the fruits ripen. So Hashem told him, on your way to go and do this, give a little blow towards Machna Asher. So they gave a little blow of hot air, and it went up and it burnt them. Their bodies remained, this was like the Misa of Nadav Aviu, their bodies remained whole, but their neshama, their insides, were burnt and they died. One of the reasons they were Zaycha, that their bodies remained, and I guess they ended up with Klura, is Bizchus Yefes, in the times of Noach, because he was involved in the kavod of Noach, Shem and Nefes covered him over, so Shem was Zaycha to the mitzvah of tzitzis for his children, and Yefes was Zaycha here, that they didn't get totally burned up, and also Vasilavai by Gaigur Magog, it says that they're going to be Zaycha to Kvura because of that. It's the same concept, yeah. So that's at least one pshat in the Gemara. Chazal, the Gemara says another pshat that Hashem just opened their ears and they were able to hear the Shira from the Malachim, and if someone hears Shira from the Malachim, and they're not on the right Madrega, they will die, so they die from that.
Why
didn't
someone let them hear the
Shira of Malachim? I don't know. I'm sure there's pshat, I don't know. I didn't look into it. So that is that. So it hit him and they got up in the morning. How many people were left over? So there's a shot in the Gemara here, but the Medrash says that there were five people left. It's one opinion in the Gemara. There were five people left over. Sancheirev, his two children, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Our heroes that we'll meet in the end of the Sefer, which they were the Machrivei Beis HaMikdash. So Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan, and Hashem had great plans for them, or plans for them in the future. And Sancheirev's two sons, as we'll see in a minute, what they did, but they ended up becoming Gerim according to one pshat, and they were the grandparents of Shmaya and Avtalyain. Right, Shmaya and Avtalyain came from Gerim, from the children of Sancheirev Melech Ashur. We'll see in a moment how that happened. And Sancheirev himself, because why didn't Hashem kill him? Because Hashem has a better end for him in a moment. We're not done taking care of Sancheirev. So this was what happened. So they came. Now, what the pasuk doesn't say, and really, as we'll see in a moment, in the next parak goes a little backwards to 3 days before this happened. But basically, Klai Yisrael woke up in the morning, and Sancheirev ran home, and with his few people, and they came, and they had the whole Melech Asher, the whole camp of Asher, and as we said last time, Cush and Mitzrayim also all their booty, and Klai Yisrael was saved. And in fact, they even said Shira. Klai Yisrael said Shira. The Radak brings down on this nace of Mapolas Sancheirev. Now, in fact, if you remember, Pesach was a couple weeks ago. So, at the end of the Haggadah, there's all those songs and stuff you say. So, there's one called Vayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila, right after Nirtza, or the end of Nirtza. So, it talks about all the things that happened Pesach night B'Chatzi HaLaila. So one of the things there is Yo'atz Mecharef L'Naifef Ivoy Hayvashta Pegarov. So that means this is referring to Sancheirev, this nace of Sancheirev. So Yoatz Mecharev, the Mecharev is referring to Sancheirev. Sancheirev was a Mecharev es Hashem, right? The center of Shokei to be Mecharev es Hashem, so we call him the Mecharev. Yoatz means he planned, he plotted. L'Noifeif Ivoy. L'Noifeif Ivoy means that Ivoy is the Lashon of a Taiva. He desired L'Noifeif to raise his hand, like to spread out his hand, or wave his hand on Yerushalayim. What happened, says the pasuk? So Yoatz, it says the whatever this is, Yoatz Mecharef L'Naifeif Ivoy, the Mecharef planned to raise his hand, to be a taiva, to raise his hand on Yerushalayim. Hayvashta Pigarov. Pigarov is the lashon of dead bodies. Hayvashta is the lashon, you dried them out. or it could be also a lashon of busha, means that Hashem killed them and made them into pigarim, the dead bodies. When? Balayla, that's the like the chorus part of it. Balayla, at this night. Another way of explaining it also, it's referring to another way of we're saying here, l'naifef, that he wanted to raise his hand. So they explain, the Mefarshim explain that that since Rav Shakeh was standing on Chaimetz Yerushalayim and he heard the Halal, and he told Sancheirev, a lot of Nisim happened on this night, I think we should better turn around. Sancher was mevazes hadavar. He blew it off with his hand. He waved it off. This warning that Rav Shakeh gave him, he waved off. That's the lashon of the neifik. He waved it off because that he wasn't concerned about it.
What are the words?
Which words? Yahatz mecharef l'neifek nun vav pepei ivoy alif vav vav yud. Hayvashta heva veiz shin tav pigarav pegimon reishir vav. Now there is another thing here also that even though I just told you this, I'm not going to get into did they say shira? Did they not say shira? Because Chazal tell us, I just told you before, they said some type of shira when they said halal, but Chazal tell us. The Gemara says over here in Sanhedrin that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach and Sancheirev should be Gog u'Magog. But since Chizkiyahu did not say Shira on this Neis, he lost it. This Neis of Sancheirev of the camp being killed out, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Why didn't he say? So there's a pasuk that says, because he said, one second, I'll tell you, he quoted a pasuk that you should be familiar with. It says, he said a lashon that since everybody knows about the neis, there's no reason that I needed to say shira. I can't find. It wasn't Mashiach.
I don't understand that reasoning though. Why he thought that everyone knows about it, I don't need to say shira.
So that gets into something I didn't want to get into.
Sorry.
Is what we just said that the pasuk says Kilel is the pasuk they bring Hashir Yiyalachem Kilel is Kadesh Chag. The Shir will be like the night of Pesach when they said Shira by Chizkiyahu. So it sounds like they did say a Shira, and here we're saying he didn't say a Shira. So there might be a difference between Halal and a Shira. But that's what he said. I don't know why. I forgot which pasuk it is. He said a pasuk that says, okay, I can't find it right now. But he said a pasuk that says that everybody, it's well known the Neis, and therefore, okay, if I come across it. Anyway, so that's what happened. So Chazal, so that's another thing. Another reason we speak about this is because we want Klal Yisrael to remember that this is a night, Nesugo for Geula, Chizkiyahu would have been Zaycha, he would have been Mashiach, and we should continue that on this night of Pesach, being Mitzapa for the Geula. Okay, I'm sure it will come to me. Okay. So what happened here? It says the pasuk, Now what happened was as follows. The Gemara says like this. Hashem wasn't done with Sancheirav over here. So it says that he was very nervous to go back home. Because Chazal say that all different kingdoms had sent their princes to be part of his army to capture Yerushalayim. Capture Yerushalayim was like a big thing. Still is a big thing. But it was a big thing then. So they sent all their princes to do it. Well, what happened to all the princes? They're not here anymore. So he's all nervous what's going to happen to him. So Chazal tells us, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, that either Eliyahu HaNavi came to him and told him, what are you afraid of? So he said, he told him, I'm afraid people are going to kill me. So he says, I have a great eitzah for you. If you change your appearance, no one will recognize you. So he says, what should I do? So he says, bring me a scissors and I'll give you a haircut. I'll shave you. He says, I don't have a razor or a scissors. So he told him, go into that house, maybe they have a razor for you. So Hashem made two malachi asharis that looked like two people, and they were busy milling grain, grinding up grain in a mill. So they said, he walks in, he says, can you give me a scissors? They said, well listen, how are you going to pay for it? If you want to work for us for the day, then you'll pay for your scissors. So here's this big Balgaiva now working very hard, grinding grain all day for a pair of scissors. That itself was a pretty big bizoyan. Kitzri, finally, a whole day he did it. It became nighttime, says the Gemara, and he gave him the scissors. So he comes back to Leo, who he thought was his friend, and he tells him, here's the scissors. So Leo says that they started cutting. So he said, I can't see anything. It's dark. We need a fire. So he brought a fire, and while he was cutting him up, the fire caught onto his beard and burnt his beard. And then anyways, by the time he got back to what's it called, he was shaved off. His beard was burnt. His face was burnt. He looked pretty bad news. It was big busyness for him when he came back to his country over here. I guess it didn't work so well. So now what happened was, so he came back to his country. So the pasuk says over here, "Vayihu mishtachve beis nisrech aleihav." So he said to himself, I'm on the way down here. I need some help. So he said, what's the pshat that the Yidin have such success? Hashem helps them. So they said, this is like the, I don't know why the guy keep on doing this, but they said, well, they had a forefather, Avraham Avinu, who brought his son Yitzchak as an Akedah. Oh, it's a wonderful idea. I have two sons, right? So I'll bring them as an Akedah. So he went to be Mishtachav Beis Nisrachalav. Now he wasn't so quiet about it. So his two sons, Adar Melech and Misharetzer, Bonov is a Kree here. So they heard about this. They said, we're not going for this. So while he was bowing down in this Beis HaMikdash, so they killed, this Beis HaMikdash, the Hikol Becharev, they killed him, Behemanimu to Eretz Arar. Now the Maestro, they killed the king. So they ran away to Eretz Arar. What was this Beis HaMikdash, Beis Nisroich? So Rashi says, Neser mitevaso shel nayach. The Avodah Zarah of this place was Nisroich. Neser is lashon of a beam. It was a beam from the teva of Nayach. That's what they served. They felt that if Nayach's teva survived the Mabul, it must have great powers. So they had a beam from it. And that's he used to serve. So they went to serve this beam. They, as he bowed down, they killed him. They ran to Eretz Ararat. Chazal say, according to one shita, they became Gerim. And and they ran away. And his son became the king, and that was the end of Sancheirav. His two sons killed him. These two sons were the ones that survived with him. Adar Melech and Misharetzer, so they killed him. And that was the end, and they ran away. Yeah?
Who asked Ithar, Chadon, and the Pasuk?
His son. He's another son. He had a lot of sons.
Oh, so they only decided to kill these two.
Oh, why after these two? That I don't know. Right, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, and Rashi brings down because and Shmaya Vavtayim came out from Bnei Bana. That's why Chazal say he's Zoro b'Bnei Am Haaretz. You never know, just because someone is not, the parents are not the biggest tzaddikim and tamid chachamim, don't write off their children so quickly, because we find even worse than that, Sancheirev Hashmaya Vavtalion, and Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Tarev Bnei Brak, somewhere along the line, they became Gerim. So therefore, we see this concept. Okay. Okay, that is the end of Sancheirev here. So now, now Chazal tells Rashi, says this is really 3 days earlier. 3 days before the Mapala of Sancheirev, Chala Chizkiyo Lamus. Chizkiyo got very sick, and he was going to die. Vayove lo vishayo ben omet hanovi vayomer lo kemar Hashem tzavle vesecha. Give your last will and testament. Kimei sata, you're going to die, ba'ilam hazeh, v'loi sichya lo'ilam haba. He told him, Hashem's punishing you. You're going to die in Eilam Hazeh, and you're not going to live in Eilam Haba. Why is he not going to live in Eilam Haba? You don't know? Well, because he didn't get married and have children. Why didn't he get married and have children? Because he saw that he's going to have a son, Menashe, this big avoid of a big Russia. He says, what am I doing it for? So, Chizkiyahu told him, it's not your business. That they captured the Rachmana. What are you getting involved in Hashem's cheshbonos? You have a mitzvah to get married and have children. You know Baruch HaKadosh, your son's going to be a Rasha, that's not your business. So Chazal tells, the pasuk doesn't say it here, but Chazal tells us, he said, okay, so fine, I want to do tshuva, if let me marry your daughter. He told Yeshaya. So Yeshaya told him, no, it's too late. So he told him, no, you're wrong. Because Chizkiyo said, there's no such thing as too late. Kach mikublani mibeis avi abba. This is my Kabbalah from my great grandfather's house from David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chaga munachas al tzavaro shel adam ayim natsim in arachmin. There's no such thing as too late. A person can be with the sword on his neck. No, don't give up. So what are you telling me? I can't do tshuva? You don't want to give me your daughter? No, I have more emunah than you. I am. I'm able to do tshuva. And that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk beis vayasev es panav el akir. He turns his face to the wall. By Yisbalo Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. Either he turned his way to the wall, the Radak says, so you should have kavana. And we learn from here a halacha that a person is supposed to stand in a place where they have kavana to daven, and there's a mila to be by a wall. Now, not it can't be that everyone has to be by the wall, because then you'll just have like, you won't have a shul, you just have like walls, right? It's not shy, it's such a thing. But there's such a concept of being in a place where you can be makabe, nothing will disturb you. We learn from Chizkiyah. The Targum translates it as Lekoisel Beis Maktisha. He turned his face, remember the king's palace is attached to the Beis HaMikdash, so he turns his face towards the wall, towards the Kaisel of the Beis HaMikdash to daven. Now, he was only 39 years old at this time. He was a young person still. So he davened to Hashem and he said, "Ana Hashem, Zuchar Nais Asher Selachti Lufanecha Be'emesu Leiv of Shalom Vatzei V'necha Sisi." He says, "Hashem, remember, I did a lot of good things." So, number one, he told him, "He Selachti Lufanecha" means I did actions that are good. Belev Shalem, my heart, my Avodas Halev was good. I'm sorry, the Radak says the other way, I made a mistake. Hesalachti Lufanecha, Be'amis Belev Shalem is one thing, that's my heart. Batzai Be'necha Sisi is the Maisa. Chazal Se'atay Be'necha Azizi refers to he hid the Sefer Refuah Sha'asur Shloimei. Chazal say a couple of things that Chizkiyah did, I'm not going to say them all, but there are certain things he did that the Chachamim were happy with, and certain things he did the Chachamim weren't happy with. One of the things they were happy with was before when he destroyed the Nechash HaNechashes, right, because people were serving it. But the one referring to here is, he hid away the Sefer Refuah. Shlomo HaMelech had this book of Refuah, and what happened was, Klai Yisrael started being Boteach in the book of Refuah, and they weren't Darshim et Hashem Beliba. And they weren't looking towards Hashem for the Refuah. So he felt it was a lack of Amunah for Klai Yisrael and their Madrega, and therefore, he was guided it, and that he now is asking for Schar, Hatayi Be'enecha Asisi, that this is a good thing that I did.
They were happy with
this? They were happy with, yeah. I mean, the halacha is, just to bring this up, I spoke about it in Shul last week, but the halacha, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says someone who goes for hakazas dam, to bloodletting, in the olden days that was a refuah, so there's a tefillah, say, Raftin Shiei, Eisek Zeh, Lila Refuah. But this Eisek I'm doing should be for a refuah. And the Mishabura over there brings down, quotes the Chai Adam that says, V'hu adin b'chol mili the refuah. Any refuah, it's not only Hakazas Adam, any refuah, a person is obligated to say this tefillah of Yirat Nishayt is Zelila Refuah. And the Chayyadim says a fascinating thing. He says, why? The Chayyadim says, V'loyachshev shetiyya eizadav v'loy refuah, a person shouldn't think that any cure happens. Ela yidei habayri is farach shemayit. Cures happen only because of Hashem. The lachein ayidei tefillah zu, through the tefillah, yosim bitchayne bay. A person will now focus his bitachon on Hashem. The tefillah puts him in the proper mindset that this refuah is maishtablos, but it's really from Hashem. The yivakish mimenu shetiyalei refuah, and put his bitachon and ask Hashem for a refuah. So it's halacha, everyone should get used to doing. You take some medicine, you say, Yiratzin Shei, it's exactly refuah. It's a very good thing to do. It's halacha. Yiratzin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hashem's name. We don't say Hashem's name. Sheyehei, Eisek Zeh, Ayin Samach Kuf, Eisek Zeh, Li, the refuah, Ki Roi Pei Chino Mata. What? I don't say people don't say it. I'm just saying, if you don't say it, it's a good thing to start. I mean, I hope you never take a refuah, but if you ever had to, so then, no, medicine, any medicine. That's why you don't say it's Hashem's name, but any medicine. If you have a headache, you take Talmud, say Ratzon Hashibur. Now, this is a fascinating Mishabur here. This is all quotes from the Chai Yadav. On the bottom in the Shar Tzion, where the Mishabur talks a little bit by himself, he says, how does the Chai Yadav know this? It's possible to say, maybe the Gemara means specifically Hakazas Adam. That was a specific type of, like, it's like surgery, a major thing. But every type of refuah. So listen to his words. He says, "Umistabra kavasam." It's very logical that the Chayyadam is correct in saying that it's an all mili de refuah. You know why? The v'chol davar shadam aisa tzarich levakish mehashem shiyel etayelas. Because forget refuah. Everything a person does, you have to be mispal to Hashem that you should be successful. Not only in refuah, in any step of your life, you have to ask Hashem before you do anything, it should be successful. So, Chazal can't mean only Hakazas Adam and not other types of refuah, because forget refuah. You walk out in the street to go do something, you should daven to Hashem that you should have Hatzlacha. So that is the Mishabur over here, and that's this idea of the Sefer Refuah, that it was guidance, because he saw that people stopped being Beteach Hashem, and they put too much trust into the Sefer Refuah. So he asked Hashem, Vayet Chizkiyo B'chi Gadol, and Chizkiyo cried B'chi Gadol. Vayehi Yishayo Lo Yotzei Hayir Atichayna. Yishayo had barely left. We have Hayir, but the Kri is Chatzar. He hadn't even left the outside courtyard of the palace. Udvar Hashem Hayo Elav Lachayim, and Hashem came back to say, go back and tell Chizkiyo, the anointed one of my nation, I heard your tefillah, I saw your tears, I'm going to cure you. And on the third day, you're going to be already in the Beis Hashem. You'll be so much better, you'll be able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash.
This is right before Pesach.
By Saftal Yamecha, not only that, I'm going to add on to your years, Chamesh Esreshana, 15 years. Right, Asher hasn't Sancheiriv hasn't attacked yet. Right, we went backwards here. So he said, not only that, I'm going to save you from Sancheiriv. Bezir Azois. Veganois El Yer Azois. I'm going to protect the city. Lemani Leman David Avdi. No, he was planning getting married. He ended up marrying Yishai's daughter and had a couple kids. So Vayomer Yishayo, Yishayo said, Kichu develop tainim, take some cakes of figs. And now if you put them on, he had, it says, Vayichu Vayasim al Hashchin Vayachi. So I guess one of his problems was he had this type of shchin on him, a type of nega. And usually, if you put figs on it, it makes it worse. It irritates it. But Rashi says it was a nace beside nace. Rashi says even healthy skin, if you put these figs on them, it will rot the skin. So, but here it was like a nace beside nace, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the thing that ruins even healthy skin and was able to cure the sick skin, Vayechi, and he was healed. So now an interesting thing happened. Vayomer Chizkiyahu Yishayo, Ma ois kiyir po Hashem li v'olisi b'yom ha'shlishi beis Hashem. Could you give me a sign that I'm going to get better so quickly that on the third day I'm going to be able to go up to the beis Hashem? So the Radak learns because the gzeira had been double, b'olam hazeh, b'olam haba. So he thought that perhaps the refuah is only going to be in olam hazeh, and now he's going to live. And even if he, what does he say? Well, even more than that, the Radak says he thought that when Yishayah told him, "I'm going to heal you," he was just trying to comfort him, but it really wasn't going to happen. And even after he saw the Shechin got healed, he still thought maybe the Shechin will be healed, but maybe he's not going to be get so much better that he's going to be able to go up and be so cured to go up to the Beit Hashem. Remember, this was an unbelievable gzeira here, b'olam hazeh, b'olam haba, and in one tefillah and one tshuva it switched around the whole thing. Chizkiyahu didn't feel, especially Yishayahu told him the doors are closed, right? So even if he believed that people chayav kata, but how much could it take off? So therefore, he wanted to hear how much is it. So he told him, "Vayomer Yishayo, Zelcha is meis Hashem, ki yas Hashem es adav asher diber." I'm giving you a sign. You have a choice. You choose the sign. You have two choices. Halach hasal eser milus im yashav eser milus. In olden days, I had to tell time because you had a sundial where the shadow stayed. That where the shadow went on the thing is where you know what time it was. So you have a choice. Either Halach Hatzel Eser Milus, either the tzel, the shadow, will remain on the Eser Hamalos, on the tenth step. They have like steps there, like a sundial with steps, and where the shadow hits, you knew what time it was. So either it could remain there for the amount of time it takes to go 10 notches, meaning 10 hours, I guess. Right? It could stay there, meaning time will stand still for 10 hours. Or if you want, you could go back 10 steps. Right? Either way, we're going to gain 10 hours in the day. Either it's going to remain 1 o'clock for 10 hours, or we're going to go back 10 hours and do the day again. So, Vayomer Yechizkiyo, so now he got a name, Yechizkiyo, we got an extra yud on his name. He said, Nokel Latzel, Lintay Tesser Malais. That's the easy nace to make it that it shouldn't move. Like Yashiv Atzel Acheran, it says, it's much harder to make it go backwards. He didn't mean easier and harder. He just meant to say it's a much bigger next. If we're going to tell if the day goes back 10 hours, so that's obviously a bigger next. Now, Chazal say also one of the reasons he wanted here is because he wanted people to know that he wanted people to realize that even if a person gets sick, so with tefillah and tshuva they could get better. And he wanted there to be a clear symbol that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a clear nace to show that it's from Hashem. Not that it's like a natural thing, and should give up hope, and so on and so forth. So therefore, his getting better, he wanted there to be a maifis, a miracle involved, so that people will understand that it was kulei meis Hashem. So what happened? Vayikra Yishayah Navi Lashem, Vayoshev is Asel B'Mailis, Asher Yarda B'Mailis Achaz. The shadow went in the steps of Milas Achaz. So either it means Achaz was his father who built these steps, it just happens to say who built them. Or Chazal tell us that when Achaz died, the day lost 10 hours. Hashem wanted the day to end very quickly, so no one should be maspid him. Because he was a big Rasha, Achaz. And he's still the king, people are going to say Hespedim, and they're Hespid for Rasha. So Hashem shortened the day 10 hours. So really there was a credit here of 10 hours that Hashem now used, B'mailas Achaz. These were the steps of Achaz that when he died, we lost the 10 hours, now we're going to gain them back, Eser Milas. Now what happens? Boisahi Sholach Beroidach Baladon ben Baladon Melech Babel Svarim. Now this is also a very famous story. Baladon Beroidach Baladon ben Baladon was the king of Babel, and he sent the Svarim to Chizkiah Kishama Kikala Chizkiah. He got sick. So what happened was, he used to eat every morning in the third hour breakfast, and then he would take a nap till the ninth hour. Mm-hmm. This king of Melech Babel, yeah. And he would sleep till the ninth hour. So what happened? When he woke up in the ninth hour, it was morning again. Right? Because we went back 10 hours. So he got all upset at his avad, and he said, "You let me sleep through the whole day. Right? You didn't wake me up at the ninth hour because it's morning. That means I didn't wake up at the end of my normal nap. I slept all the way till the next morning." So they told him, "No, it's not true. For some reason, we watched the sun go back 10 hours. We're back to the morning." So he couldn't believe such a thing. So he found out what happened, and they found out that it came because of Chizkiyo HaMelech, the Hashem of Chizkiyo did this. So therefore, Beisahi, when he heard about this, he said, if that's what the king could do, so he sent a message, he sent Svarim Mincha to Chizkiah, and this is the famous story of how Nebuchadnezzar was Zoyche to be the king over Babel. Nebuchadnezzar is one of the people who were saved here from Sancheirav before, Nebuchadnezzar Nebuzaradan. Chazal tells at that point Nebuchadnezzar was a scribe, this is different Midrashim, but the way the Gemara says it is, that Nebuchadnezzar was a scribe for Beroidach Baladam Ben Baladam, and when Beroidach wanted to send this letter, Nebuchadnezzar was in the bathroom, so he wasn't there to write the letter. So someone else wrote the letter, and they wrote, Shalom to Chizkiyo HaMelech, Shalom to Yerushalayim, Shalom to the Hashem of the Jews. And he wrote whatever he wanted to write there, and he sent it off. Nebuchadnezzar comes back and says, "What I missed?" So they told him, "We wrote a letter to Chizkiah." He says, "How'd you write it?" They told him, he said, "That's a chutzpah. You write Chizkiah before Hashem? It should say, Shalom Hashem, Shalom Yerushalayim, Shalom Chizkiah." So he ran 3 steps to get the messenger back to change the letter. Say Chazal, that Hashem's Abasko went out and told him, "This chutz that you walk 3 steps for my covenant, you're going to be Zaycha, that you're going to rule over the entire world." And eventually he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash through his power. So what happened here when he was Beraydach Baladam Melam Baladam was sending this letter to Chizkiah, and we will continue tomorrow Be'ezus Hashem.